This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While mediators continue to work to free all hostages in Gaza, there's a spotlight on the children being held by Hamas as a ceasefire between Israel and the U.S. designated terror group is extended.
On Monday, mediator Qatar announced that Israel and Hamas agreed to extend a ceasefire for two more days, raising hopes among Israelis that more people, including children that Hamas had taken hostage on October 7th, would be released. Israel says Hamas captured 40 children out of a total of 240 hostages. An official from Qatar said that 10 of the children are under the control of other militant groups and that it's not clear if Hamas can find them. The Israeli families say that the reunions with their children released from Hamas captivity are bittersweet because there are still so many remaining hostages. They say they will not rest until every family is reunited. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden plans to skip the upcoming climate talks in Dubai, an event that is expected to draw heads of state and diplomats from more than 200 nations in the Vatican. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un received photos taken by its recently launched spy satellites showing what is said to be the White House, Pentagon, and U.S. aircraft carriers in a naval base of Norfolk. KRT newsreader saying,
Pyongyang 시간 11월 27일
satellite photos including the White House, Pentagon, Washington, D.C. on November 27th. North Korea last week successfully launched its first reconnaissance satellite, which it said was designed to monitor U.S. and South Korean military movements. This is VOA News. Members of Turkey's civil society say that donors are taking their money elsewhere after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, emboldened by his re-election this year, continues his crackdown on dissenting voices. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Observers say Erdogan's re-election is seeing a further tightening of the Turkish leader's control on dissent, which they say can only fuel growing questions among donors about whether it's worth funding Turkish civil society organizations. That's the warning from Sinan Gökçen, the head of the Turkish branch of the Swedish-based Civil Rights Defenders Group.
There's a decline, hesitation by the international donors targeting Turkey, and this has been intensified, especially after elections.
Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced nearly $37 billion of private sector investment in Britain at a gathering of global executives on Monday, aimed at catapulting the country back to Europe's top spot as a destination for foreign money. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire.
Like many other countries, Britain is looking for private sector investment to overhaul the economy for the net zero era. Last week, the UK government offered permanent tax breaks for businesses to modernise their plants and machinery. Sunak hopes this will attract foreign investors who could help speed up Britain's spluttering economy. But several major investors have said the political and regulatory uncertainty caused by Brexit, it's now behind France and Germany in perceived attractiveness for foreign direct investment, according to accountancy firm EY. Sunak said new funding for industries such as clean energy, life sciences, and advanced technology would create high-quality jobs across Britain.
The Indo-Pacific region is in the midst of a substantial arms race that Australia is responding to, not fueling with its planned acquisition of nuclear-powered submarines. That's according to the Minister for Defense Industry, Pat Conroy, on Tuesday. The $245 billion AUKUS project with Britain and the United States to build a new class of nuclear-powered and conventionally armed submarine has been criticized by China as having the potential to spark an arms race. In a speech in Canberra on responding to domestic political criticism of the high cost and ambition of the program, which aims to build the submarines in Australia by 2040, Conroy said AUKUS was fundamental to Australia's defense. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.